Quieren hablar de mí, dicen que yo no lo tengo. Tienen que darme mi banda porque tengo el talento. No saben lo que una corona, recojan los monas. Llegaron los jefes en la zona. Tu jeva siempre se impresiona cuando mi persona la mira y se pone putona. Yo sé que los haters llegan, le pusimos lo Kevin Durant. Pa' poder coronarse, par de vuelticas, tú bien que pasa pa' mi clan. Andamos en la calle con par de mujeres, la vuelta chipeando pilas de papel. El brillo del oro, yo sé que te duele, veme salir de motel en motel.
Wow. Uf. Fucking damn. Beast.
Another.
That's my guy.
That's some straight 3MP.
Heat. Wow, he's a fucking beast. 3MP with a silent Y. Champagne. He's a fucking beast. He's nasty. He's next up, straight from the DR. I've known this man for a while now. Great, humble dude. Great man, great soulful man. His name is Brian. 3MPY with a silent Y. 3MP with a silent Y. Anyways, he's a beast. This man got el talento. He got the talent.
Just like he says in his song.
Yeah,
bro.
He's a fucking beast. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And you can find him at 3MPY _ music on Instagram. He's a fucking beast. Follow him. Great content coming soon for that man right
there. You can find him on YouTube, too. That's where his song is, Tengo el Talento. Well, I'll link it all in the description.
Yep.
So now,
let's get into it. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome back, everybody, to My Room's a Mess.
My Room's a Mess.
To our messy room.
Yeah, to our messy room.
Roommates, welcome back.
The roommates, yeah. So me and Jason we've been talking, and shout out to Aura.
Yeah, again, shout out to Aura. We talked about it again, but we put our poll up for real today. Hopefully, or I guess if you guys are hearing this now, it's been
a couple days.
Yeah, been a couple days, but yeah, we put out the poll. So yes or no question if you like the roommates. If we do, then that's what we're going to be called from now on. Because I kind of like it. You know, I kind of groove with it.
Groove with it. That's new.
That's new.
man. I feel like we've been just progressing and growing in this podcast. It's been mad fun. It's been real fun. Yeah. It's been a great learning experience. We're getting real comfortable talking on the mic. We're getting real comfortable flowing and just coming up with... We're just talking.
Yeah, honestly, like, I was talking to my boy the other day, our boy, the other day when we were at the gym. And I was just like, I feel like I'm always in podcast mode. Like, I'm always trying to dig deeper into what somebody's saying because I'm, like, asking more and more questions just because, like, naturally what we're doing here is asking each other questions, trying to dig deep into a conversation that we're having. So that, like, is not just here when we're in front of the mics. It's, like, moving on to my everyday world. Like, I'll be talking to anybody, and I'll, like, when they say something to me, I'm, like, more comfortable asking questions for some reason. Well, not for some reason, for this reason.
Last week, we tried something real new. We tried
our guest for the first time, yeah.
And I thought it went well. I liked it a lot. I thought it was great experience. I thought it was fun. Yeah. I definitely think we need better equipment. That's coming. For sure. That's coming, you know.
We're just passing the mic between each other. But, like, obviously, you know, everybody got to start somewhere, so.
Yeah, that's coming, but, like. I mean, oh, man, I'm just excited because, like, I feel like this thing's growing and growing and there's not going to be a stop, you know? I feel like we're coming, you know? Yeah,
and for sure.
Yeah, and, oh, man, no joke, it's been real fun, but, like, this week, like, you know, me and Jason were trying to just be goofy.
Yeah.
But we haven't been really feeling goofy. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I've been doing long hours at my job. For sure. You know? Jason's been.
I've been struggling at work because everything's breaking down. So, like, all our metrology equipment is, like, going out of service, bro. Like, one of the microscopes is dying, and then one of our CMMs is.
Yeah.
Got flooded and
our fucking, our macro broke. That's what happened. So, like, just our automations just stopped working. But, like, it's just been. Yeah. So, like, we've been just.
You know,
we're not, I don't know,
not in the mindset to be goofy, I guess.
And, like, what, man, this world fucking,
yeah,
it upsets me.
Like, this
world just upsets both of us, you know. Yeah. It probably upsets everyone. It's just like, man, like, the shit that fucking people do, dude.
Yeah,
like, the shit that, like, what the fuck. Like, Jason was like, so I don't watch the news, right? I don't watch the news. But Jason was talking to me about a shooting that happened in El Paso.
Yeah, yeah. It was this guy that literally drove 10 hours from where he was in Dallas and shot up a Walmart and shot like 22 people dead and then like 20 plus injured, and it's just like,
jeez, that like,
it's like the mass shootings that have been going on, and it's just like,
it's becoming like, what's like upsetting me is that this like mass shootings and just school shootings and all these like things with guns, like all these like violences,
yeah,
like violent like scenarios that are happening, it's starting to become normal. And yeah, that's bothering me. You know what I mean?
It's not even
shit that like that shouldn't be fucking normal.
Yeah, it's not even that it's normal too. It's just like you'll scroll like really, really obviously a lot of people get their news through Twitter, and like I've been looking on Twitter lately because I'm trying to learn how to use it so that we can actually yeah, use our Twitter.
Of course.
And like you're scrolling through it, and people are like, the people are pleading with the country, bro. Like, bro, we need to fix this, bro. A lot of no, it's not just one person, bro. People are saying like this is becoming a real problem. And nobody's doing anything about it. Like, obviously, like, there's tons of things that we could do, I guess. Like, but nothing's getting done.
But that's hard, man. Yeah, how do you change, like, one, how do you change people's mindsets? Because people are hard-headed, right?
Yeah.
And how do you fucking change for the better? You know what I mean? Because, like, so let me prompt you a question.
What's up?
Are guns killing people or protecting people?
Well, I mean, both, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Depends on the situation.
It's tough,
like,
man.
That's why, like, I say, I personally think that we need guns but don't need them at the same time. Like, it's mad complicated because, obviously, what you hear the most is, oh, it's the Second Amendment to bear arms. Like, obviously.
Yeah, but that's, come on, man. Like,
that's literally 1776 is when the Declaration of Independence was written, bro. So that's. How many years ago? 300 years ago? Almost 300 years ago?
Yeah.
That this was made a law, but it was back then. And the reason that it was made back, that law was made back then, was because people were trying to revolt against the British and, you know, like all the history stuff, all the stuff you learned in history, that people were just trying to protect themselves from the people coming into their homes, telling them what to do, trying to tax them and shit. So, like, I guess if you're talking past tense, that was an important law. But we don't live in a, we shouldn't live in a world where you should be afraid of people anymore.
It's just, the thing is, like, I understand, like, that guns itself is not killing people.
Yeah, obviously you cannot put a
gun
people.
Yeah, you cannot put a gun on a desk and it's not going to start shooting at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so guns are designed for protection.
Yeah.
But it's because we're human why things like this happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
It was like I saw this like picture, this propaganda thing that was like the way to protect people from mass shootings is, and it was like a picture of three different people, like an old lady with a gun in her back, a guy with a gun in his like in his pocket, and a woman with a I think it was even a kid had a gun or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, I get the point. Like, if everybody had a gun, people can protect themselves.
But if everyone had a gun, everyone would be killing each other.
I mean, that's a stretch. I don't think everybody would be killing each other. That's a stretch, bro. That's saying, like, if you had a gun, would you kill people?
No,
you wouldn't, right?
But like, all right, let's say like everyone has a gun, right? And then someone feels threatened by me, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they pull out their gun, right? What are you gonna do, right? You're gonna fucking.
You're gonna pull out. You're gonna pull out your gun. Yeah.
And then you're gonna be like, oh.
I mean, I get your point. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't agree with that propaganda said that everybody should have a gun.
Yeah,
it makes sense in theory, bro. When people are like, all right, I have a gun, I feel more protected.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel protected from what? If somebody's gonna come at you and be like, yo, you just dropped soda on me, you're gonna pull out your gun? Like, you shouldn't. Like, that's not the situation. You pull out your gun.
Yeah, of course.
And people have short tempers, bro. And everybody having this lethal weapon on them all the time is gonna be dangerous. So that's I don't think giving everybody a gun is the way. But we do live in a world where people own guns and they have the right to own guns. So it's not as easy to say, all right, everybody give up your guns. So that's also out of the question. So it's not giving everybody guns. It's not taking away guns from everybody.
Of course.
So it's more the regulation thing where you have to like find out how to give guns to the right people.
That, how do you do that?
Because you can't even do that.
You can't tap into someone's mind.
Yeah.
And see, like give, you know what I mean? You can't tap into someone's mind and see the scenario, like, put them in scenarios and what their thought process would be if fucking someone did this or someone did that. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's not even that. Like, as well, on top of that, when somebody buys a gun, they might not be thinking, oh, I'm going to shoot up a bunch of people. They might be thinking, I'm just going to have this gun because I have the right to have this gun and I want a gun. Mm-hmm. Like, that's totally viable. If you want a gun, you want a gun. And you're not thinking, that person might not be thinking at the time that they want to murder people or anything like that. But minds can change, bro. Minds change all the time. People are changing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So, like, even then, it's tough. So, I mean, that's literally the reason why I feel that no laws or anything has been passed, because what do you truly do? There's no...
Yeah, it's there's tough. There's no way to truly... Because guns do protect people, right?
For sure.
But guns also kill people
all
the time.
Because then, like I was telling you earlier, in England, they don't have guns at all. Like, it's just, like, illegal. Or not illegal, but guns are banned. There's no guns there.
Okay.
So, the most killings that happen there are, like, people with knives. And there's not going to be mass killings of people with knives. You're not going to go out and freaking... be able to stab 20 people mm-hmm. as easily as you can shoot people 20 people down. Like, it's way more easy to shoot a bunch of people than stab people.
A gun
right?
is just more efficient.
Yeah, it's way more efficient at killing people. Yeah. So they have way less of a struggle with the mass shooting problem that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, but is that the right way? And then you brought up the point. Well, if a human, like a civilian, cannot have a gun, should a police officer be able to have a gun?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man, because... So, like, you know, I'm not taking away from the law enforcement, you know. There's a lot of great, great police officers, and there's fucking dickheads, you know.
Yeah.
We're human, you know. And it's tough because, like, cops get fucking shitted on all the time, you know what I mean? And you see, like, these, like, nonsense, like, things that happen between, like, cops and, like, civilians, and it gets mass, like, produced on social media, so then it creates, like, a
bad image for police officers. Yeah.
And, like, honestly, like, I know a bunch of police, you know, and...
I mean, in the area that we live in, but, like, it's because we live in an area where... I mean, like, the North was always a place where people were African Americans felt safe, bro. Like, that's like mm-hmm. the whole Underground Railroad was to bring people to safety north. To the North, because it was a place where it was less racism and less oppression here. So we live in a place already, because we're from Massachusetts. We live in a place where people are not as racist as maybe somewhere down south. So you're not gonna see as much of the things that you see down south here. So the police officers are already grown better because of where we live, but at the same time, you don't know how a police officer might act freaking somewhere else. Like, I heard a story from one of our friends that was like, oh, there was this guy, black guy filling up his gas tank, and he was taking a good amount of time, and this guy, our friend, is white, right? So he's waiting for this guy to fill up his gas tank and whatever. So he starts filling up this gas tank, and a police officer comes after him. He's like, I would have shot him down because he was taking so long. A police officer says that. He was somewhere down south.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Like you see that. It's just because of the place that we live in, where you have a different view of cops because of where you live.
Yeah.
So, like, it is all different. So how do you get people on the same page is really where it should start. Like, how do you get police officers in the South to believe the same things that the police officers here in the North believe, so that people don't have as bad of an image as they do for police officers?
It's not even that. There should be, like, more. It's tough because, like, there should be more testing on, like, if you want a gun, you got to go through, like, a mental test. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how, man, I'm stuck. My mind is spinning. It's just like, I don't think, you know, you should just, like, fill out some paperwork and, like, you know, go through, you know, 3 months of paperwork or whatever, and then just have a gun. You know what I mean?
So, there's even places where it's even easier than that, where you literally just go get a gun. You got a freaking license or whatever, that you're from the United States. All right, here's a gun. There's places, like, it's that easy to get a gun.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
There's, I was working one day, and, like, one of my buddies at work, he read, like, an article saying, like, somewhere in, like, I think Georgia or something. It's like you have to have a gun in a city, like in one of the cities, like in one of the towns in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, it's a law that everyone has to have a gun. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how is that society though? Is it good?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't dive into that. I just heard him, like, you know, comment on that. So it's just like, man, it's like, what the fuck? Like, how do you solve that? Because obviously guns are, you know, having guns around is obviously killing people, and it's becoming like a normal thing. Yeah. But it's also
like with literally all the mass shootings this year, but, like, it's crazy. Like,
all the, yeah, it's fucking nuts.
It's like, but it's also, like I was saying earlier, bro. Like,
but guns also protect people every single day. But people, you know, people are overseeing that, right? Like our military, right?
Yeah.
Like you were talking earlier, downstairs, right? The United States has like a really good military, right? That's why, like,
yeah, that's why no one messes with us.
Yeah, because we're so. And, you know, and we're so, like, equipped, and yeah, we have, like...
I mean, we literally pour tons and tons and tons of money into our freaking defense for this country. So, yeah, like, it's expected for us to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that neglects other areas, which is kind of where our faults come from. That's why, like, you asked me earlier, is the United States the best place to live? Absolutely not. I don't think so, because it's... Obviously, if you want to feel safe as a country, yeah, we're not going to get terrorist attacks as easily as another country because we're so big on the
so
on
powerful.
Defense. Yeah,
so
are
powerful,
so powerful.
Yeah.
No country's going to come to freaking United to our land and be like, "Yo, we're going to mess with you." No one's going to poke that bear. Absolutely not. But
sorry, I poked the bear. yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Sorry.
Either way, it's still like because. We're pouring so much money into this defense, we're neglecting other places, and that's why our education is not as good.
Yeah, man, so speaking of education, I think that's where it starts, dude. You have to, like, have a great education, and a lot of how you think comes from your upbringing, right?
Yeah.
And when you're, you know, six years old, all you see is the things around you, and that's school. And that's
your parents,
yeah.
Your society around you.
And, yeah, and like so.
Your environment, like that's, so, like that's what grows you into a person.
Yeah, so I think a big reason why we're so open-minded about like police or whatever, and we see like the two sides of conversation is because we're raised in a city of just diversity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it shows. I'm fucking...
Get your thoughts together, bro.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. It's just like where you grow up really affects how you view the world.
It's also how you're raised by, like, parents.
Yeah.
Like, if you're raised, right, if you're a little kid and all you hear is, like, your parents saying, like, some racist shit all the time, you're going to think it's true.
Yeah.
So you're going to grow up thinking, like...
Black
this person's
bad.
Yeah,
it was like whatever. I told you earlier where you were like, yo, the first time I saw a homeless person, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And obviously, you don't know what the hell a homeless person is because you've never seen a person dressed all messed up and they look like they're bad, like they're in a bad situation because
mm-hmm.
they are. Obviously, they're living homelessly.
Yeah.
But you look at this homeless person, you go up to your dad and be like, oh, yo, dad, like, what's wrong with that person? And they go, oh, that's a homeless person. They did drugs and drank a lot of alcohol and they lost all their money and that's why they're on the street. You're going to look at every single homeless person that same way when that might not even be the case. There's people that become homeless just because they lose their job and then boom, they have no way of living in a home. So they have to give up their home and then live on the street.
Yeah.
And now you're going to look at every homeless person that way, even though that person might just be struggling with their life and they have no way of getting an income to live in a home.
Yeah, they might have like fucking six kids and just lost their job.
Yeah, like, so
it's crazy, man.
It's the same way it moves from just that to anything else, bro.
Literally, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
like that's like the legit lesson.
All right. Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover, or just be based on what you've learned. Because let me give you an example. Like at school, obviously we grew up in a town or a city that was majority Hispanic. Like the most people that I know are Hispanic. They're Honduran, Puerto Rican, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We live in a place like that. I got to finally meet real white people that lived in a community where they're only white people there.
Yeah.
And they have this viewpoint of how I would be based on what they've heard about people like me, which isn't the way. Like I have a friend that grew up in a white area. And all like he said that there was like three black people in his city and that's it. Like that's all they had to go off of.
Okay.
So he's seeing these three black people and these people are like way different than how a real black person is or a different type of black person from a city from like Chicago or something like that. So he has this viewpoint of a black person there.
Okay.
And what his parents told him, or black people are like this, is what became what a black person is.
Okay.
So that moves from everywhere, just like I said, with the homeless people and the black people. It just goes, and then you get a viewpoint of how people are.
It's similar to how, like, when I started my job, right?
Yeah.
There's only probably, like, 3 Spanish people there. Yeah. Right? And at first, when my first day, I remember I was like, man, I'm not gonna like, you know, be able to talk to these dudes. They're not gonna be able to relate to me. It's gonna be a struggle for me. You know, I'm gonna have to like learn how to speak differently. Yeah,
to be able to fit in with my coworkers.
You know, yeah. And that wasn't the case, dude. What I found out was that, you know, those dudes are mad cool. My coworkers are like the coolest. I'm not gonna say the coolest dudes I ever met. You know, you're the coolest dude I ever met. Nah, I'm playing. I'm gassing you up too much.
What
but
the
like,
hell? I can't be the coolest person you ever met.
You're the coolest person I ever met.
Keep going, though. Keep going.
But like, they're cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? They're like great dudes, and they help me out so much, and I've learned so much from them. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're raised. I'm not saying raised, but like, we think that, like, you know, a white dude has to think this way or act this way. But I truly like learned that they're cool. They're cool ass people. You know what I'm saying? They're just people. People are just people. And
can I connect this to something real quick?
Yeah, I got you, bro.
So when I was taking my logic class in school, it's a philosophy class, right? There's this thing called abstraction, which is like taking something like, if say you're going bowling, right?
Yeah.
And you throw the ball some way and it knocks down all the pins.
Okay.
And then you try to do that same thing again, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work. That's the problem. That's like the problem of abstraction. You try to do the same. You try to apply a situation that happened once into something else, mm-hmm. which that never ends up working, because not every situation is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that's how it is with that. That's literally what this is. You're looking at a stereotype of what you know of a person, based of what they look, mm-hmm. and you're applying it to that person, even though they might be that completely different person. Like, bro, if I look at you, I'm looking at a short guy with a beard. That wears glasses, bro, right?
Yeah.
If I look at another short guy with a beard with glasses, I'm not going to go up to him and be like, yo, you're ugly. Because that's how I talk to you. That's just how I talk to you.
I get it.
It's not the right thing for me to do.
Yeah.
So the way we should live this world, live this life, or I don't want to say how we should live.
The way you think.
The way I think it should be is you go into any person or any situation with open mind, not expecting anything.
And that's what I truly learned that. So, like, I don't judge people based on what they look like or who, you know, I don't want to sound like cliche or whatever, but, like, no joke. If someone's cool as shit and, you know, they got good vibes, I'm going to be like, oh, this dude's cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, man, this guy's a fucking, you know, he looks like Jason, you know. He might be a dweeb. You know what I'm saying? Nah,
what the hell?
nah, I'm kidding. But it's just, I don't know. Like, that's just how it is. Like, I learned that, and it taught me so much. It taught me how to just not be so judgmental.
Or stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is how it should be. For sure, because now you can go anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. and you're not going to look at a person, and based on what they look like, you're not going to judge them for that reason.
Of course.
So what we should do as a society is teach people that idea that, like, not every person is going to be the way that you think that they are just based on somebody else.
Yeah.
So the way that we should do this is, when you're a young kid, you go and you're in your freaking pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, whatever, in your early stages of your life, you get taught that you should always respect the person before you know them. You don't go into a situation like feeling like this person's going to be
bad or good.
You shouldn't expect anything from anyone, because you never know what's going to come out of that person. Because no one person is the same. The only thing that's similar between us is what's inside. We're made out of bones, flesh, and freaking blood. Like, mm-hmm. that's what we're made out of. That's the only similarities that we all have. So to judge my mind or your mind or anybody else's mind based on what they look like is like irrational, bro. It just doesn't make any sense.
Of course. It's so, I don't know if, have you ever seen Tarzan?
Yeah, obviously.
So you remember when he's like, why don't I look like you guys? To his mom.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so you know what I see? She's like, come here. I see two eyes. I have two eyes. You see, I have whatever. Like, and then he goes, what's here? She goes, what's here? And then she's like, I feel a heart. And she's like, come here. And then he like leans on her and he hears her heart.
Yeah.
And like that, I don't know. That reminded me of that scene in Tarzan, like where like, all because he's not a monkey doesn't mean he's not part of them. You know what I'm saying? All because he's not a gorilla doesn't mean he's not part of the family or part of the thing. That's, I don't know. It connected.
It makes sense, bro. That's 100% like straight to the point. Because, I mean, that's kind of what Tarzan's about. That he lives with gorillas and he sees human beings and he is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't feel like he's part of those human beings because that's not what his environment was.
Yeah.
So, circling back to what we started with. Gun control.
Yep.
The way I think we should fight gun control is to stop caring about the guns and start caring about the people.
You're saying it's a mental thing.
It's all mental. Like a person, like this guy is driving 10 hours away from his home to shoot.
The guy from El Paso.
Yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
Guy, not from El Paso. The guy who drove to El Paso.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy drove 10 hours from his home in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a story that made it seem like it was all by accident. But it's obviously not by accident. It's all premeditated, bro. He's not going
to... No, it has to be premeditated. No one is going to... You said 10 hours?
Yeah.
No one is going to drive 10 hours with guns in their car.
And just
be like, I'm just going to take it out.
Yeah, I'm at Walmart, you know? I'm just going to open fire. Like, no one is going
to
do that.
You had to have thought about it. Yeah. Hundreds of... fucking billions of times.
And that's the same thing, bro. It's like nothing happens on impulse. So circling back to what we were talking about, instead of caring that he shot a bunch of people and we gotta control our guns so that we can stop all this mass shooting,
okay,
we have to care about why is this person shooting all these people. All something in his mind
is broken.
Yeah, something in his mind convinced him that this was the right thing for him to do.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with freaking terrorists that crashed the planes into 9/11. They weren't thinking that they were doing anything bad.
They thought they were
doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So the way that we stop people from shooting people is to convince people that it's not the right thing and truly show them that it's not the right thing. Because this man was a racist. He thought that Hispanic people are bad. That's the reason he went to El Paso, where there's a lot of Mexican people. Like, he actually shot 6 Mexican nationals, like people that were born in Mexico and they're Mexican people, like they're citizens of Mexico.
Yep.
This is what he wanted to this is what he was targeting. So something in his mind was telling him Mexican people are bad and they all need to die.
That I think that's a society thing. Like where he was raised
and on top of that, what our country is teaching people with the straight racism that's come during Trump's
of the news. Yeah.
During Trump's presidency, that's what's been coming out. Like, all it's like people were saying, oh, the racists coming out of the woodworks, bro.
I don't think racism ever died.
It never died, it just came back. Because Trump was talking about Hispanic people, that they need to go back to their country.
Yeah,
like,
build a wall,
because he cares about his border, which is he's not in the wrong place to care about border patrol, because we need to protect our borders from people that are actually a danger for us.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's talking about these people are like, yeah, he hates Mexicans. That's what, so I hate Mexicans too. I can say that because my president hates Mexicans.
Yeah, I don't think racism ever died. I think a new light has been shined on it, and we're living in a time where it's tough and it's real sensitive to say certain things, and people have more courage to say nonsense like that, like fuck all Spanish people are fucking this and that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I think even fuels that even more is freaking social media, bro.
Of course,
because,
dude.
Because look, you can build your community on your social media. I follow this person because I like what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I follow this person because they hate Hispanics and I hate Hispanics too. So I follow this person.
And it gives you the courage because you don't feel like you're alone.
And yeah, exactly.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
So that's one of the bad things I feel about social media. It is like you can build a community that, and it could be a toxic community of what you really think is the way that it should be.
Yeah.
So see, there's just tons of things. It goes deeper than just the guns if you really start thinking about it. It goes way deeper than
like
just
I said,
the guns.
A gun is just, you put it on a desk, it's not gonna shoot anyone.
Absolutely not. The person that, but you give a gun to a person like you, you're not gonna go and shoot a bunch of people.
I'm not gonna even wanna fucking hold that thing. You give me a gun, I'm probably gonna put it in the drawer, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Think I'm cool, like show Jason, but
you give a gun to a person that has the courage to go and fire it at a bunch of innocent people.
Or fear, dude.
I mean, are they scared?
I mean,
I guess.
You could shoot because you're scared, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it doesn't have to be like you're fucking, you know, courage up the ass, and then you fucking, you know.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, for whatever reason, you're opening fire on a bunch of people.
Yep.
So, the way to stop that, in my opinion, is to be able to teach people, bro, this is not the way. Every person is the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, we all started, all human beings, if you believe in evolution, obviously, this is a whole other conversation. There's people that don't believe in evolution, that we all come from, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you believe in evolution, we all came from something similar.
Okay.
So we're all similar, which is the reason, like, if you peel off my skin, I look exactly like you if you peel off your skin, except I'm a little taller.
Yeah.
And I have less fat.
Oh, wow. Anyway, keep going.
So if we teach people this, like, at a young age, and they truly believe that, that's what they're going to believe, bro. That's what it is. But if you teach somebody, oh, we're different because they're black and I'm white, then boom.
That's something, ladies and gentlemen, I could say I agree 130% with Jason. It starts with the schools. It starts with education.
Yeah.
Not even in school, just like parenting, the education at a young age. Like, if you teach people to communicate and not, like, teach people to shelter their feelings, there's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like a school shooter can be prevented because people are open to talk. Like, if someone came up to you, like a little kid, like a, you know, whatever, a high schooler, came up to, like, a teacher and was like, "Miss, I'm fucking thinking of shooting people, and I don't know why." It could be prevented, you know what I'm saying? Like, that person can get help.
But the problem is, if you do that, right? Mm-hmm. If you go out to a teacher and you go, "Miss, I'm thinking about shooting up a bunch of people," what is that teacher gonna say? "This dude's crazy, bro. Yo, put him in a freaking in a home, bro. Like, yo, this man's got problems, bro. Yo, somebody come get this kid." Like, no, but it shouldn't be like that. You gotta bring that person with open arms. It's just that's literally what the society we live in, where people are like,
it's not a norm.
They're quick to cut you off because of the crazy thoughts that you're having, bro. That's why our message on this podcast is that no thoughts are too crazy, bro. Because if you think that a thought is too crazy, you're going to be afraid to talk about it. It's literally what I think. Why are people afraid to come out as gays, bro? They're not afraid of saying that they're gay. They're afraid of what people are going to say because they're gay.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. They're scared of how society is going to take them. Because like I said in a previous podcast, people, like, when you come out as your true self to someone and then you get judged for it,
boom,
you feel like a piece of shit.
You're gonna want to crawl back into your shell, bro, and never want to talk about it again.
You get me? Because you legit opened up and you became your truest self to someone or to the world, and then have people just be like, "You're something different." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just judge you.
Boom.
It's gonna fuck you up. You're gonna be like, "Damn."
So we have to also teach the fear of to get away from the fear, and also teach the people to not be judgmental. See, this is the problem, bro. It goes way deeper than just
it's tough.
Than just one thing that, oh, the guns are bad. No, it's, bro, all right, this guy had an idea of racism, all right? He has to talk, and then he has an idea of, "I want to shoot people," all right? He has to go to talk to somebody to get that off his mind. He goes to talk to a person, and then boom, they're judgmental, and then he feels like shit. He never wants to talk about it again. So instead, he's talking to himself, and what's himself, bro? The same person
spinning
is gonna,
in his
it's
head
just going to convince, yeah. Slowly it's convincing him that what he believes is right, and he should do, act upon that and do something fucking.
Out of, like,
something dramatic, which is what he
did. Not outrage, but out of like fucking, you know when I wake up and I'm like,
passion.
Let's fucking go. It's yeah, out of passion. Like, out of like just like releasing that energy out of him. Like, because like, you know how, what the fuck's the quote? It's like, the truth will always come out, or some shit like that, right? Yeah. It's gonna fucking, like, it like, if something,
it's like that song, that J. Cole song, where he's like, what happens in the dark always comes to the light. Like,
Yeah.
So his thoughts, if you consider your thoughts in your mind the dark, mm-hmm. it's gonna come to the light eventually. Like, it's the same, like, bro, when you're feeling down or something like that, your body's gonna eventually cry. Like,
it happens to me
all the time. I have this freaking stress with the world or whatever. Like, I'm stressed about how I think that this world is fake, and I'm looking at this world and I don't believe anything from my senses, and then I keep thinking that, mm-hmm. and then boom, I'm put in a place where I can't even look at the world anymore. I'm just mad at the world because I don't believe what's going on.
Yeah. What gets me is that, like, I'll be like, nah, I don't give a fuck about that. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, but do I give a fuck about that?
And then it just keeps stacking. And then I'm crying in my room by myself, and I don't even know why.
And then you're just like, what the fuck?
And that crying is the passion that comes out.
Yeah. It's the release of energies that need to be released out, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just being built and built and built and built. And soon that shit's going to fucking explode.
Exactly. And if you keep building it up and building it up and building it up for even more time and more time and more mm-hmm. time, and then you get a gun in your hands, you're going to go out and release your energy in a dramatic and tragic way where you're shooting a bunch of people down.
I don't want to say, like, people that are shooting people are it's right or whatever. It's not right. No one should dictate whether someone dies or lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just think that, like, there's this, it's being overshadowed that person is not right. You know, is not okay. That person is fucking broken some way, somehow, right? And they should be helped.
Yeah.
Some way. It doesn't have to be as, I don't want to say dramatic, it doesn't have to be as, like, big or as serious as, like, a gun, but as, like, a little kid that, like, is like, fuck you, miss, you know what I'm saying? Like, screams that shit mad random in the fucking classroom.
Or like a little kid that yells at their mom, like, yo, shut the fuck up, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, like,
That, there's something wrong with that kid, because, you know, like, a kid that feels love and compassion in their heart is not going to tell their mom to shut the fuck up. That person, that their mom is the person that put them on this earth, and they should be grateful to that person, mm-hmm. not telling them to shut the fuck up. So instead of freaking smacking the kid and say, don't say that, you say, why do you feel like that? Why do you feel like you should be telling me to shut the fuck up?
So I think that, like, we as people truly should learn how to communicate in a way where we're truly expressing ourselves, right? And not give a fuck what anyone thinks. Because the only life that you truly know is your own.
Yeah.
And if you're not cool with yourself, It gets all fucked up. It's a roll of what's that shit called, the tumbleweed. It's getting there. It's just,
like,
rolling.
A snowball.
Yeah, it's like a snowball going. You know, it's just growing and growing and growing. Like, you can't ignore that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you gotta express it. You have to own it. You have to, like, truly dive into your mind and find out what's wrong with you, with help or, you know, just expressing yourself in general. Like, that's what me and you do. Before this podcast, right? Before we hopped on the mics, and we were just sitting downstairs drinking coffee, talking about, like, real shit like this, right?
Yeah.
That's why we're not coming out here fucking goofy, right? Like, you know, like most of our podcasts, we're fucking feeling good. Right now, we're feeling fucking, like, damn.
Inquisitive about what this world's going on, what's going on in this world.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? We want, like, we're just thinking right now, you know? And that's truth. That we're expressing ourselves through, not only to you guys, but to each other. Yeah,
and to ourselves.
And we're just trying,
like,
to...
I'm finding out what truly is the person inside of me. And that person is a person that feels love and compassion for the person next to me, the person in front of me, or the person behind me.
Mm-hmm. The people listening.
Yeah, I feel and I care about that person. And I want that person to progress and be better in their life.
Of course.
So how do I do that? It's to care about that person. Not to when they come up to me, I'm gonna be like, no, you're stupid for thinking that. No, I'm gonna be like, all right, you think that? All right, let's move forward. What do you want to feel? What do you think is better for yourself?
Yeah.
And that's, bro. And again, going back, circling back again, bro. It all starts with education, teaching people. Like, why am I like this, bro? Because of the environment that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel like this. I, based on the environment that I grew up in, I became this person. I'm a product of my environment. I'm not my own person. Like I always say that we live in a determining world where you think you're making your own choices, but what's really happening? Like when you go out, bro, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say I'm a person that doesn't drink alcohol, right?
Yeah.
What's the reason they're drinking alcohol? They're not drinking alcohol. You're growing up in a place. We're growing up, and people are telling you alcohol's bad for you. My parents are telling me my alcohol's bad for you. So I'm sitting here making the decision. I'm not gonna drink that beer, but I'm thinking I'm making that decision. But it's because in my past, people have told me this is bad for me. This is bad for me. This is bad for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I make that decision. So in that same way, the reason I'm making the decision to care about the person next to me, in front of me, and behind me is because the people in my past have told me, yo, all life is, or the people around me and the shit that I like to listen to and the shit that I'm interested in
mm-hmm.
are people telling me, yo, all life is important.
Yep.
Every person, every life matters. So you should care about that person. And that's why I've become that person. And the reason I'm trying to get it out there and tell people, yo, care about the person next to you, bro. Ask your friend how are they doing today. If they look like they're feeling down, bro, be like, yo, what's up? Yep. And if they tell you, nah, I'm good, then you be like, bro, I want you to feel like you're in an environment where you can get anything off your chest. Like that's what I'll tell you any day of the week, bro. If you're feeling down and you feel like you gotta get something off your chest, don't be afraid to tell me how you fucking feel, bro.
Exactly.
Tell me exactly how you feel, and I'll be here with open arms and listen to you. I'm not gonna go and be like, all right, you're dumb for thinking that. I'm gonna be like, yo, all right, you think that. What do you want to think?
Exactly. So,
let me help you get to that point.
Like, similar to, like, we've both of us have seen us in our struggling time.
For sure.
And we've, like I've been there for you. You've been there for me.
Of course.
And it's not like I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I think could help you. You know what I mean? And it's coming out of a place of warmth.
Of love and
love.
Heart. Yeah.
Because I don't want to see my one of my best friends crying, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling bad. I want to see this person grow. I want to see him feel better. Now, how do you get that person to feel better? Like, you just talk it through. I mean, that for me personally, you've seen me in my struggling times.
Yeah.
And the way what's made me feel better is, so what makes me feel like shit is holding it in. And having my mind just keep thinking about it, and my mind starts spinning, right? And I'm like, what the fuck, right? And it changes my mood, and I get upset. But when I sit down, and I'm talking to my mom, my best friends, and you know, someone I trust, and I could be my true self with, I release like these energies that are in me, and I start. I may not feel the best, mm-hmm. but I start to feel better.
Of course. And then that gives you a place where you can start. Instead of just holding it in, you're at a new point where you're just like, all right, I understand what's wrong with me. Now, how do I fix it?
Exactly. And then you start.
And it all starts because I was there for you. I was there for you to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. And man, this conversation got real deep.
For real.
Like real fast.
Real fast, bro. It's been 45 minutes.
Yeah, bro. Like,
that's not pretty fast. That's pretty.
It's pretty. It took a while. Our minds have been spinning, dude.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I will never lose hope in the human race because I feel like one day, maybe not the life I live,
or maybe not even the life after us,
but I feel like one day we'll get this shit right.
Yeah. It's like I always say, bro. We have to struggle with things to truly get to this to a point,
yeah.
Bro. Obviously, I work as an engineer, and when I have a problem at work, mm-hmm. what happens, bro? All right, I have a problem. What's a possible solution to this? I try out the solution, it doesn't work. All right, what's another possible solution to this? I try it out again. All right, it doesn't work. What's another possible solution? It's trial and error, bro. And people think that we're just gonna try something, like, all right, gun laws, bro. Nobody can have guns. All right. You think that's going to work, bro? No. People are going to find their way to get their guns, and it's going to happen either way. So that doesn't work. All right. We'll have to try something else. It's trial and error with any problem in any life, in anybody, in any freaking society. It's, you just got to, bro, we have to struggle to really get to the final point.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's true. It's, yeah, I completely agree. It's trial and error, and it's just, you got to go through the motions. You're not going to fucking know. It's the same. It's the same way with anything. Like, when a little kid is like, example, we asked Jeffrey what the hell he wants to be when he grows up, right? And it's like, oh, like, he was like, I don't know. And the way he's going to find out is by just trying everything. He's going to like some shit he does. He's not going to like some shit he does. And through that trial and error process, he's going to find out that he fucking likes whatever he's going to like. You know what I mean? And it's the same way with anything. You have, like, when you're feeling down, you're going to fucking have to open yourself to all this nonsense negativity and try to, you know, filter it. So then you could figure it out and solve your issues and find a way to make yourself feel better. It's all, it's all, like, you have to embrace that shit. You can't just embrace all good stuff and not embrace
the bad.
The bad. It's straight facts.
Yeah. If you just ignore your bad, it's just gonna, it's like, bro, it's like this, bro. In a messy room, you throw your clothes on the floor and you're like, all right, I'll clean it later, bro.
Yeah.
All right, then you come back the next day and you're like, oh, you take off all your clothes and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. I gotta clean my room. Nah, I'll do it later.
Yeah, so like,
then you're ending up on a freaking pound of freaking clothes where you're on a mountain of clothes. It's the same thing. You gotta clean your room before you can. You gotta clean your room. That's it, bro. You just gotta clean your room. I mean, that's the whole reason that this name came from like, that's the whole reason that if we connect it back to our the reason
the
our
bigger
name,
picture of
the bigger
of
picture
us?
Of us. The reason we're called the messy room is because in a messy room, a piece of clothes could be a bad thought or a freaking, like, a sad thought or whatever.
Yeah.
And the way that you freaking get rid of a messy room is to clean it. And it's the same way. And the way that you clean your mind of bad thoughts is to pick it up and fold it. Or fold. And the metaphor of folding it is to, like, deal with it and think about it and try to get over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it all connects back, bro.
It's crazy, yeah. It's crazy how you looped it all together. that was good, man. We've seen darkness in our minds. And I'm telling you, I would never want someone to be in a position where they feel like shit 24/7.
Absolutely not.
And so, like, honestly, like, if you guys, like, need someone to talk to.
And you don't trust anybody.
110% call us.
Yeah.
On no joke, me and Jason. Jason's probably the best listener. This man listens to all my shit.
I listen to
good,
anybody's
my
shit.
My good, my bad, my fucking, when I'm all over the place, you know? We understand the value of expressing ourselves. I don't want to say I'm the best at it. I don't want to say I'm the worst at it. But I'll say I try. And when I try, I feel better. Sometimes nonsense things like pride gets in the way of you truly expressing yourself.
Or fear is another one that gets in the way.
Yeah, fear. Fear is something that... Oh man, we could have a whole conversation about fear. Yeah,
but that's for a later date. If I'm trying to finish off what Vic was talking about, bro, I know we're just two random dudes, like, just talking into mics and, like, yeah, listening through your headphones or whatever you're listening through to us through. But we care about the people listening to us.
Genuinely.
Like, it's not, like, straight fucking...
We're not...
Bullshit, bro.
We're not fucking... We're not a commercial.
Yeah.
And we're not asking for, hey, blah, 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 call this line, give us, you know what I'm saying? No. It's none of that. It's
just, if you're feeling down, you feel you can't trust nobody, bro. Me and Vic are here to listen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, bro, I think this is a good place to stop and move on to the messy moment.
Messy moment. Messy moment. Messy moment.
So the messy moment is basically where we go back into the podcast and we think, what was our favorite part of the podcast? The messy moment. And this is something that me and Jason truly love to do because it's a time of reflection. And it's not only for us, it's for you guys. So if you guys have a messy moment, say it. Express it, please. Hashtag messy moment. But my messy moment, I honestly loved this conversation just because this was a conversation of that me and this is these are conversations that me and Jason have when we're just driving around or we're just, you know, chilling. It's just me and him. We're just hanging out and we're diving into our minds and we're trying to express ourselves. And I'll say my messy moment of this episode was truly when me and Jason came to an agreement that the way we change is through education. I truly believe that. I truly believe that we have to educate our youth and have, you know, to be better people and to learn how to express themselves so we could prevent things like horrific things that happen in this world. Like mass shootings and you know, yeah.
I love your messy moment, bro. I mean, that we did really tap into, we dug deeper than just the guns, bro, and the problem of the guns. We dug deeper and found what could be a possible solution.
Yeah.
My messy moment was kind of what we finished on, because obviously, not everyone's a 12-year-old or whatever, like getting in an educate where they can get educated in a different way.
Of course.
So the people that are older and kind of know better for stuff, that just want to express themselves and get their stuff out, like, that's my messy moment, bro. Being able to freaking talk about what I really want to talk about. The whole reason I wanted to start this podcast was to build a community of people that can just talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about, whatever thought they have in their head. The reason I added that part when Vic was writing our freaking bio on Instagram about no thought is too crazy, because I have crazy thoughts and I'm afraid to talk about them myself. But I want to build a place like a sanctuary where everybody could talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about. And that's why that's my messy moment, because it's the whole reason I started this. The whole reason, bro. I said that shit on the first podcast where I was like, yo, if you need someone to talk to, come to me and Vic. I said that on the first podcast, and I'll say that until the day my freaking breath runs out and I'm in a coffin, bro. I'll keep saying that because I want people to feel better about themselves. So freaking do that shit. Express yourself in any way that you want to express yourself and do that shit.
Oh, dude, that was beautiful, bro.
I'm not even going to do a transition with the voom, whatever sound. I'm going to go straight into our
dude, you, man.
I'm going to go straight into our quote.
I'm holding some tears back. I'm trying to try not to cry on this, bro. That was, Jason, that was amazing, man. That truly was heartwarming. I felt it, man. I'm
all right, Vic. Relax. Great, we got to keep going.
I'm sorry. That was great.
So we're going to move straight into the quote. Here it is. The best way to solve problems and to fight against war is through dialogue. This is a quote by Malala Yousafzai, something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry for butchering her name for people that respect her, which I respect her myself. She is a... She's an activist for education and for women empowering, obviously. She survived getting shot by the Taliban when she was, like, really young, and then won a Nobel Prize at 17. So she's a great woman, somebody that we should all respect and look up to. Mm-hmm. And her quote really speaks to what we're talking about here, because it's not just about fighting wars between people. It's about fighting wars in yourself. And it's all just about talking about it, so... Talk about your problems, bro, and you'll feel better.
I was gonna comment, but that was beautiful, man.
Alright.
I know, but yo, it was a good one, man.
I don't think you were actually gonna cry.
That's a funny one.
I mean, yo, that's
Check you later.